This is episode number 57, Create Surrender for New Results. Welcome to Your Inside Track to Success. I'm your host, Stuart Cranes, and we are here each and every week to support you in creating the life of your dreams. Each week, we have a guest or a message designed to support you in up-leveling your life, your dreams, and giving you the tools necessary to support you in getting there. Without further ado, let's start the show. Welcome back to Your Inside Track to Success. I'm your host, Stuart Cranes, and we got another great episode for you today. But before we go ahead and get started, please be sure to like, subscribe, hit that little bell icon so you can get the updates when we do have new episodes. Currently, we are going every Wednesday with new content. However, that will be changing here in the next couple of months or so. Want to make sure you catch all the episodes, all the action, all the messages and learnings and potential epiphanies for you in your life. So be sure to like, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and be able to sign up for notifications as well. So want to kick it off. It's going to be me today. Have one more amazing message I want to share because I've been in the really interesting period of my life with a lot of growth, a lot of opportunities to push and challenge myself and just become a better version of who I am each and every day, not just as a coach, but as a human being, a husband, a father, and, you know, a citizen in the world. And I've shared recently on episodes about not letting our emotions control us, controlling what we can control, choosing the narrative, like choosing the interpretation around the narrative that we're telling ourselves for our lives. And I wanted to more or less complete the thought, complete the cycle on what we've been up to the last couple of weeks. And a couple of weeks ago, I told the story about a little girl named Esther, who I had the pleasure of getting to teach in our Sunday school. Esther, if you recall, is the gal that had been asking me to dance. And amidst the chaos of a room of 15 kicking, screaming, 2.5 and 3-year-olds, Esther was this little girl that, through amidst it all, asked me to dance, pulled out my phone. We played a little bit of music, started dancing the way a 3-year-old girl would dance, which was more of an arrhythmic bounce than anything, not a lot of rhythm going on, but had fun, created joy. And more importantly, in that moment, I chose it. Like, I chose in that moment that I was going to have a good time. I was going to allow it to be a fun time amidst all of the insanity that is taking care of a room full of screaming children. And we had another opportunity to serve in our church this past week and had another little girl. Esther was there, but this time the message came in the form of another young lady, let's say. This little gal, her name was Maya Lise. Maya Lise has maybe the biggest smile you've ever seen. She has, you know, she was wearing this like bright reddish pink dress and could not have been more excited for the fact that we were blowing bubbles, y'all. Bubbles. Now, being that we are Sunday school leaders in this church, we do have a curriculum we're supposed to get these kids through each and every day. And given the age of the children, it's often quite difficult. But Maya Lise was super excited that we had bubbles. And so I began blowing the bubbles and she began shrieking and jumping up and down and screaming again, again, again. And we did the thing and we rocked it out and I blew bubbles for well over half an hour, which if you've never had the pleasure of doing that, y'all, I promise you it will leave you lightheaded no matter how good a shape you're in. And, you know, the message that I want to convey from this is that this was another situation where, you know, the kids were chaotic. They were, you know, doing their thing, being children, but certainly outnumbering Jennifer and myself. And through it all, I chose to make it easy. Ease is a choice. Easy is something that we often overlook as something that's available to us. You see, in this moment, we were trying to set up the arts and crafts that we were supposed to get through. I know that there's a little bit of a story we're supposed to teach. We could have been like, no, we got to do this now. No, we're not going to blow bubbles now. But by me choosing to lean into the ease, I not only made it easier for myself and Jen by choosing something that the kids were excited about, it also made sure the children had a better time as well. Like, they were excited and they were engaged. And with that age group, half of the battle isn't teaching them anything necessarily. It's making sure they have a good time so that they're not afraid. They're not constantly crying for their parents, even though that they're only going to be in our care for an hour and a half. 90 minutes is a long time to a three-year-old to be without their mom or dad. And they don't know who we are. So it's building that trust, building those relationships with these little kids so that their parents can enjoy a church service. And so by choosing ease, by choosing the ease of the situation, I allowed those things to happen much more organically than they would have if I had been trying to force the issue or had been really attached to what the evening looked like. Like if I was like controlling the situation of, oh, no, we got to do this, this, and this, absolutely would not have gone as well. Probably would have ended in tears at some point. But by choosing the easy route, by choosing the ease of the situation, I was able to create that space for the kids, particularly little Maya Elise. And so with that in mind, something I don't want you to get it confused on is when I'm saying ease, I'm not saying lazy. Two completely different things. Ease is releasing the control, releasing the attachment to what it has to look like, and allowing the opportunities at hand to unfold for themselves and taking those opportunities as they arise. Being lazy would be just sitting off to the side on my phone and letting the kids run amok. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And so for those of you hearing this, maybe you can't relate to leading a small group of children through a Sunday school class, but maybe you can take a quick look at what are the areas in your life that you are making it more difficult than you need it to be because you're resisting the ease. You're so attached to how things have to look, possibly because you feel like they don't count or that your self-worth is at stake if they don't look a certain way, that you don't allow things to happen maybe as they're meant to. You know, a mentor of mine posed it to me, just to go back on the self-worth piece. Oftentimes, we are super attached to not only how the outcome looks, but how we're supposed to get there, because we're afraid of being seen as fraudulent or phony or somehow less than. Like somehow our results don't matter if we didn't do 100% of the work and if it wasn't really hard and, you know, there isn't like a crazy story of me overcoming adversity in order to get the job done. Far from that, y'all. Like, what if you just allowed what was there to unfold and lean into it because maybe that's actually what's supposed to happen? What would that create in your life? more importantly, what opportunities are you missing because you're not taking them because of your attachment to things needing to be hard or things needing to look a certain way or things needing to feel a certain way? We often talk about the concept of have, do, be, when in reality, we want to be, do, have. We think that once I have a certain thing, a certain accomplishment, a certain relationship, I will then do whatever it is that I need to do. And in turn, I will then be whatever I want to be. When in reality, if we want to have the thing, we have to actually be the thing, be whatever it is that we want to create. So if you want to be a writer or be a musician or have a business or have an amazing relationship or be a father, be a mother, be a spouse, you get to show up in a way that's going to allow you to do the things necessary to actually have that intended outcome. And what I'm getting at with this, y'all, is that this actually requires a level of surrender. Surrendering to what is and allowing it to be. Allowing it to unfold in front of you. But so often we actually hold on to this notion of, oh, once I have this, I'll be able to blank. Oh, I really want this thing, but I can't until I have X or Y or Z. And this type of energy, this type of mindset actually limits our creativity. It limits our thinking. It limits our problem-solving ability. And because of that, we show up angrier, more anxious, more resentful. Sometimes we show up with shame depending on the situation. And y'all, that doesn't help anybody in whatever's at stake. It definitely isn't helping you towards your goals and towards your aspirations. And so choosing the ease of the situation is definitely scary for a lot of us. Choosing the ease and the opportunities that are available and surrendering to what's possible. Again, ease and surrender is not being lazy. It's not letting go of what you fought so hard for. It's not giving up a piece of yourself. It's releasing control. Releasing control and allowing things to come to you more naturally than you are because you're trying to force the situation. So many of us pursue huge goals because we want what we think those things are going to allow us to feel. We don't actually want the thing. I am a runner. I talk about it a lot on this show. I get a medal every time I run a race. Feels good for a couple of seconds. I love metal being handed to me, running my fingers over it. I love wearing it for an hour or so. But after that, y'all, it's over. It's done. It's on to the next thing. That quick hit, that quick high is gone. And before you know it, I'm looking for the next race. So many of us are chasing what we think is going to allow us to feel the way we want to feel, when in reality, it's a matter of surrendering to what is already there and learning how to be okay without controlling how things have to be all the time. I like myself whether or not I run another race. I am recording this at the time of this recording. I am actively training for another half marathon, which I'm super excited for. I can already envision myself running a better time. I can already envision myself getting another medal to add to my collection, another shirt, you know, the ways that's going to deepen my relationships with some of my friends who are also runners. but I like myself enough that I don't look at myself any differently in the mirror if I don't accomplish this goal. If I, you know, God forbid, knock on wood, get sick or something happens and I'm not able to do it, I don't change how I look at myself in the mirror. And, you know, it's not necessarily fun to walk out the door in the cold, bundled up, to go run 7 miles on a Sunday, but I do it. And I choose that it's going to be easy. I choose that no matter how ridiculous I look in my outfit choices, no matter how sweaty and disgusting I look, no matter how bad I smell, I'm going to finish those miles. It's going to be great. Going to have a good time, and I'm going to come back and be proud of myself and excited to do it again, because I'm choosing the ease and I'm choosing the surrender to the situation, and I'm allowing that to build me up versus what it has to look like or what the process needs to be. So if you're listening to this, I challenge you. Why do you want the things that you want? And if it's to prove some type of self-worth to yourself, is that need to develop your self-worth through the accomplishing, making things heavy and difficult and hard because you're so attached to what things have to look like? Definitely take the opportunity to journal on this. If you need to hit pause, rewind, listen to this again, go for it. Some real gold here. A version of me that wasn't around all that long ago, just a few years ago, I would have been the type of person that would have said no to blowing bubbles for this little girl, my Elise, because I would have been so attached to getting everything completed on the to-do list that day in that room of 15 kicking, screaming toddlers, that I would have missed this golden opportunity to create joy, to create happiness, to create a deeper relationship between this girl and the church because of my own ego and my own agenda. And so I challenge you listening to this, where are you getting in the way of possible results for yourself? Because yes, we do get to control the narrative of our lives, but we also get to look at how we're getting in the way of something far, far greater than our own plans. Because sometimes it's not entirely up to us. But we can only glean that wisdom if we're open to it and we're looking for it. So whoever you are listening to this, I hope this message finds you well. This has been another episode of Your Inside Track to Success. As always, I am your host, Stuart Kreintz. We will be back next week with another amazing guest or inspirational message. Until then, please like, please subscribe. Please share this with somebody. Admission to the show is free. We just ask that you continue to share the love so that we can grow the impact and reach as many folks as possible to support them in creating the life of their dream as well. Sending you guys all the best wherever you're catching this. See you next week.